Hi, Shonda. Good morning and good afternoon to you, Steptoe. Hope you're doing well. Wow, I feel like I'm in church.
No music.
I know.
Is there no music?
There's no music.
I'm not
it's
hearing
quiet.
It.
Hi, Tuttles. We're in church or library, one or the other.
Oh no, I plugged it into the wrong channel on the interface.
Let me see what Tuttles.
I'm having technical difficulties this morning.
Tuttles is a teenage ninja turtle.
There we go.
We're out of control.
No, it's not me.
Yeah.
This is the sunspots. The sunspots
that
are
was happening. That happened to me yesterday. Twice I was on something on the internet and everything just went away. It just went away.
That's what happened to me.
What did just happen?
I know
and
you
it
and
was
I were
Comcast, so
you and I were chatting in the chat room, and I mean in the on the messenger, and all of a sudden my computer just went dead. Everything's off. I went, what the French toast?
I know. I was listening to Patricia, the song that Tuttle sent us. It was funny.
I went into a panic mode.
I bet.
Trying to get everything back up, got it all back up, and then I plugged my. I was in a hurry, and I plugged my phone into the wrong jack on my interface, so that's why there was no music. Oh, but we're up and running now. Everybody's working good.
Today's National Espresso Day. Express this.
National what?
Espresso.
Espresso.
I'm Michelangelo Lucci. I know.
Michelangelo. Good to see you, buddy.
It looks like orange juice. Oh, that's a teenage ninja turtle, huh? Michelangelo, isn't it?
Well, he's one of them.
Yeah,
he was one of them. Good to see you, buddy.
Oh. I see.
I'm trying to gather my wits about me here because I'm still kind of running around in a daze trying to get everything going. What?
Good luck with that one. I'm Italian. Well, I love Italians. I'm glad to have
Welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric and the Sunspots.
Sounds like a band.
Oh, yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're coming to you live from across the United States, from Georgia to Washington State to Colorado. And had a little fight with the technology this morning that scared the old man to death. Yeah, but we're up and running. We got it going. Yay, it's Tuesday.
Hi, TDSIHWPT.
Sound like a radio station.
I know.
November 23rd. It's Tuesday. But you should have had your turkeys in the refrigerator by now.
Yep,
it should be thawed out. If you haven't done it, it's too late. It might be too late to get that thing thawed out.
I was like, is it gonna? Oh, I'm telling you, because I was a little nervous about ours.
Yeah.
Yesterday it got a little softer. Today I'm going to put it in the brine and stick it in an ice chest because it's really cool in the garage, you know? So you stick it in this bag with all this liquid and briny stuff and you put in it's a ton of ice all around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, DeGray.
Wow. Hi, DeGray. Well, you know, that's one thing that I've never considered. I never considered any of that because I never cooked any of the turkeys. I never considered them being thawed and all that. You know, I just remember from my mom to the kids' mom, you know, to everybody making turkeys.
Yeah, everybody
just
else
bought
is
them
making
and
it
boom,
for
bang,
you.
Yeah, bing, bang, boom, and they're done. You know, I never thought about they got to be thawed and all that stuff.
Yes,
that,
they do. It takes
good,
a while.
Good day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and joining us. Hit that follow button for us. And it's just good to see everybody. Step Toe, good to see you, man. We haven't seen you for a while. Good to see you. Working. Obviously, good to see DeGray, too.
Sarge.
Sarge. Good to see you, Sarge.
Sarge.
I've been trying to help him reach 10,000 followers on his TikTok. So he sent out a bunch of notices yesterday. Sent out a bunch of notices with the one he had. He has a little TikTok thing that says show something like it looked like macaroni and cheese or something in the video. I'm not sure. And he goes, you know what that looks like. You know what it looks like. Give me a follow. You know you want to follow me. So I sent that out to a lot of my followers on TikTok. You know, hey, follow this guy.
I'm not on. I don't TikTok.
You know what? I don't think you'd like it.
Yeah.
I really don't think you'd like it. I really don't. There's a lot of anger and hate in there. A lot of anger and hate in there.
Yeah, no.
A lot of anger and hate and big boobs.
Oh, well, I see those all the time. They come across
Eric's on TikTok. He knows what I'm talking about.
I know. He Googled. Hi, Mr. T.
I hear like a good alternative to TikTok that I think might be up a lot of people's alleys is a platform called Clapper.
Oh,
you know, and I think the jester of the it's dooms. Yeah, I love how Scooter and Spanky do that, and because jester of the it's doomsday podcast is over there because TikTok has been giving him a lot of fits.
that
never goes away.
That's too funny. That's funny. Hey, T Bone, good to see you. John DeVito he's been on TikTok for a while, but he's really kind of pushed the envelope a little bit.
And Jeremy has too.
He's taken off. John DeVito's taken off, man. He's got close to 9,000 followers.
Does he just do his show there? Or
oh, they're like little videos. Like DeGray. Okay. He calls his his main thing is the daily rant.
Well, here's my daily rant.
Welcome to my daily rant. Yeah, I think I've sent a couple of them to you.
Well, I see them on Instagram.
That's because he does them on Instagram also. It's the same ones. He sends them over there. So that's kind of what it is, a little informational thing. Bam, bam, boom, real, short, sweet.
Okay, so I can be part of his army if I listen to it there, or is there
hazing
involved? Mm-hmm. If there's hazing involved, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's you could join. I mean, you can join it, you know, but it's like any other social media thing, Dina Jo, eating fish. You gotta spit out the bones and eat the meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so much stuff in it.
I just don't have enough time as it is. I just, you know, I really don't.
I don't either. And I don't want to put any more effort into TikTok than what I'm doing now. I mean, it's fun. I like getting on and seeing what's going on. I've got some followers.
I know why you're looking on there. That's why all those girls are coming over saying hi.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, Jess. They're like, hi.
That's not true.
All I want is a real relationship.
Great. Now you got me in trouble. Because Grammy's gonna be looking over my shoulder now.
Oh, I just block him. I'm like, block, delete. Okay. I'm like, he doesn't have no money, honey.
Well, you can't really block. I mean, you can, but I mean, when you're scrolling through the little video things on TikTok, you know, you're like, I'm going, I see some of the people I like to follow, and I see, you know, other people I like to listen to, and then there's big boobs, big boobs, big boobs, big boobs. And those would be the times Grammy's looking over my shoulder, and she'll be saying, you need to stay off of that. Stay off of that social media stuff. No, you don't understand. That's you're just funny. Like, yeah, you're right, sure.
Yeah. No, I laugh when they come into Instagram looking for you. It's like they see this guy with a beard and they think, oh, he's alone or whatever. I don't know.
No. What they think is
money.
They don't
ever come into the podcast. Yeah. Hi, AJ.
They think money. Yeah. They think money. And that's why
he's old and has money.
I used to reply to him, I don't have any money.
Yeah. I told you I want to say, what do you want with my dad?
Yeah, that's perfect right there.
But they're almost all of them are like, when you click on it, it says private account. You must join.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, no, forget it.
Well, see, my attitude towards that stuff is if I can't click on it and see your posts and all that stuff, I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered moving on.
I can't be bothered with your boobs. Get out of my face.
Which brings me to a comment that I want to make. You know, they always say men are obsessed with boobs. Okay. Men are obsessed with. I think women are obsessed with boobs because
probably that's they're why the they ones get that are getting bigger. All the
big boobs in that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, probably. Well, because they want to have the men obsessed about their boobs.
Yeah, but then they get mad at you when you look at them.
Oh, it's gosh. Like, because they want money from you. They're like, no, you must pay to look at my movies.
It's all about the cash. Follow the money. Follow the money.
Exactly. It's because you guys don't have them. All you need to do is gain some weight. You'll get them.
Yeah, I know. I'm I need a.
Well, you know, there is a guy. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen my bikini wearing neighbor.
What's happened to him?
I don't know. I hope he didn't move.
I mean, the summer's gone and everything. Now we're back into the fall.
No, but he would wear his little outfit. Not that revealing for him. Not his daisy dukes, because he was in. He wears. But I don't understand if he's trying to get a suntan because he wears knee-high socks. Daisy Duke shorts.
Nice.
And okay. Wasn't it a bright pink bikini top?
Yeah, I think that's
in a visor. In a visor.
Class act right there. Class act.
He's great.
Yeah, I've always wanted you to try to snap a picture of him.
Well, I did. I did that one time and I fell while I was doing it. Chris's Grace. I fell. Lewis is like, what are you doing? I'm trying to take a picture of our friend over here.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
But, you know, I guess he is covering up for all of us women who say, why is that guy walking down the street without a shirt on?
Yeah.
He used to walk around down the street without a shirt on. So he just covered up for us.
Well, I've heard women complaining about it. Hey, if that big old fat old man over there can run around and let his boobs out, why can't I let my boobs out? I don't know. Hey.
How did you bring this up?
I don't know. Man. It just took off. It was fun. Must have been something that's been bugging us for a while, you know. Welcome, everybody. Glad to see you. Thanks for coming and tuning in. Thanksgiving's just a couple of days away.
Ooh, it feels like
Dina Joe.
Tomorrow,
little Ava shows up. That's going to be so fun. And speaking of tomorrow, we have the Cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy. Thanksgiving show tomorrow. And it might be a little short because Dina Joe's got to get to the airport and pick up little Ava. So it might be a little short show, but that's okay. We'll just cut it off a little early and everybody
can get on with take over.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, won't we, Eric?
We'll see what happens. I'll be watching the
Well, and then Grammy, too. Grammy will be here. You know, Grammy's here. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on.
Crazy. I didn't know that. Boobs are legal in Canada. They can walk around topless everywhere, even women. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Takes the mystery away from everything.
Takes the mystery away. Start earlier. That's true. Oh, no, we ain't going to start earlier. I have a hard enough time starting at 7 Pacific time.
Stepdad's moving to Canada.
Oh man. Yes,
oh yeah. Stepdad. Oh, if you're Shells, thank you. If you're talking about my Ava Grace, yeah, that's my
name. Ava Grace. What a beautiful little name.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see her. Last time I saw her, I was holding her in my arms, but I showed a picture. I think I have. Well, I'll take a picture.
So she was just a little baby, right?
I saw her when she just her first birthday. Mm. Yeah. I saw her when she was little, when she was only 3 months old, and then I went to her first birthday.
And how old is she now?
She's 3.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
She's going to talk your ears off. She's going to have so much fun.
I can't wait.
She's just going to be there.
I've been trying to get everything pre-ready. You know, like yesterday I cooked the sausage that I put in my stuffing. I chopped up the celery that I needed for my stuffing. I'm trying to get – today I'll like pre-make the mashed potatoes or whatever and get them in a dish. I'm just trying to get everything as much ready as I can.
Right.
So I can spend as much time with her because, hi, dude, Sean, because, you know, they're only going to be here till Saturday afternoon.
Really?
It's a quick little visit.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and that's why I've been trying to, you know, just keep things on our podcast, you know, to a minimum so you can be free to do all that stuff. I don't want you to feel committed to doing, you know, stuff because I want you to get everything ready for Ava.
Yeah. And I appreciate that with the music, you guys, it'll be back when we come back. It does take time to research that. It takes me about 2 hours for each day. So yeah.
Yeah. Which reminds me, I have decided that I probably will be doing a music show Friday night. And saying that, I do not expect you to be there. Don't be there. Spend your time with Ava Grace.
I'm not going to be there. Sorry.
But what I had this brainstorm. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden it came to my mind. I need to do the Black Friday blues music show. So I'm going to be playing blues on Friday night. It's going to be the Black Friday blues.
Oh.
Black Friday blues. Isn't that? That sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Black Friday blues at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Black Friday. Oh, nothing but blues. Going to be nothing but blues. Black Friday blues. Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, I figured, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I woke up like that and went, boing, hey. And so so this Friday, after you're done out there shopping, you know, Black Friday, after you're out there banging around, don't forget Friday night.
Black Sabbath. Yeah.
I don't think they've done any blues. I don't know. I'd have to look. But anyway, but Friday night at 8 p.m. Black Friday blues by the old man, presented by the old man. You can check it out. And Eric, same thing goes for you, buddy. If you're tied up doing other stuff, don't feel obligated to jump in there. It's just, I'm not expecting a big crowd.
Eric has a busy schedule. He had two Thanksgivings, or what were you doing? I remember when you were on John DeVee, you were saying.
I had a get together like on Saturday, and then I've got another get together with like other family on Thursday.
There you go.
Yeah, so see,
that's great.
Just gonna be the old man, just pumping it out. I'm not expecting a lot of people or if anybody to show up. Really, I'm just gonna crank the music out, and if you want to listen to it, fine. It's not gonna be no talking, no phone calls, just blues, just Black Friday blues. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just like this morning. Yesterday, Grammy's getting ready for some of her little Bible study stuff she does. They pass out stuff to the needy, you know, food baskets and that for Thanksgiving. Hold on a second. I got to clear my throat. Hold on. And you know, they give them turkeys and the fixings for to make a dinner and that. Well, she's getting ready to do that. And yesterday, our printer ran out of ink. The printer ran out of ink. Oh, and we need our printer, you know. So she's printing all this stuff and she's looking around. She goes, man, I could have swore we had an extra cartridge. I go, man, I don't know. That's your department. I don't know. I have no idea. So she's looking around the studio, can't find anything. She goes, I guess I didn't buy another one, you know. So this morning, 3:30 in the morning, I'm laying in bed, I'm asleep. Bing! I wake up, I went, I know where that cartridge is. So I jumped out of bed. I came and I looked and went, there it is, you know. And I loaded the ink cartridge in the printer for her. So if she wants to do some printing after the show, she can do it. But it's funny how that lately, that kind of stuff's been happening to me. You know, I'll be looking for something. I can't find something or I can't remember something. And then like at 3:30 in the morning, I just wake up with the answer that I was seeking earlier. You know, oh, okay. Wow. And then I don't make the mistake of going back to sleep, because if I go back to sleep, I'll forget everything again. So what I do is I get up and take care of it right then at 3:30 in the morning, you know. And then I go, okay, now I can go back to sleep. Yeah.
Welcome to
the land.
Weird, huh?
Weird, but at least you remembered.
Yeah, at least it came to my mind. I don't know what was that all about, but there it is. Yeah. It's good to see everybody. Good to see everybody. Are you all ready for Thanksgiving? Are you all ready? Getting that turkey ready to go? It'll all be thawed out ready for you. You know what I mean? It needs to be starting to cook. Nope. Mr. T says nope.
He's a butcher. Are you going to have turkey? Are you going to have red meat? I like ham. I
love
probably
ham.
The only time I really make a turkey. Is it because they always like, we need a turkey on Thanksgiving? I'm like, who says?
I tell you what, I love a good ham. If it was my choice,
I would have ham.
Oh, I would too. I keep throwing the Instagrammy about that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, look, a ham. Look how good these spiral hams look. Ham. She goes, yeah, I think I'm going to do a turkey breast. And I'm going, oh, girl. She's just not catching the hint. But I do love a ham. And that's what I thought. I always thought there was something else that was cooked on Thanksgiving, and it's a ham.
Yeah. But not when you only have three people. You don't make a turkey and a ham.
Oh, no. That's way too much. That'd be sitting around for a week.
Yeah, no. The freezer. It's like, no.
But I love a good ham. It's got all that goodness, yumminess. Crispy stuff on the outside. I love a ham. I love a good ham. Yeah, I don't particularly care for the bone-in ham, though. I don't like the.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
You like your spam ham. We forget.
No, not
you like your man. You like the ham that comes in a tin can with all that jelly stuff around it.
Spam ham. Oh, okay. So here's the thing that you can see on TikTok. So, Eric, who's the guy that does the Doomsday podcast?
Jester.
He's one of our followers, and I think I follow him too.
Yes.
Hi, Big Chief Thunderlug. Thanks for joining us. Anyway, he put out a video and he's talking about spam, and he says, "Look, I buy a lot of this for his preparation. You know, his prep stuff." Mm-hmm. He stores it. And he bought it. And he goes, you know, I've never had spam. So he made a little TikTok video of him opening up a can of spam, frying it up. And then he fried it up, had a good char on it. I mean, it looked good when he fried it. I thought he cut it a little too thick. But anyway. And then he ate a piece of it. And he goes, that's not too bad. He goes, it's not something that I would eat all the time, but for prepping, yeah. Put it in there and store it and eat it when you need it. Yeah, yeah. What were you going to say, Eric?
I think eating spam out of a can, I normally would not buy that and eat that, but if I did eat it, I would probably prefer it like cooked on like stovetop, heated up, but because I don't know if I would eat it at room temperature. To me, that would be like a fried bologna sandwich.
I mean, you could eat
it. Another thing I don't eat often.
Yeah, you could eat it right out of the can because it's all cooked and everything. And Steptoe, you're right. I have sliced.
You tempered it?
Yeah, and fried it. Oh, yeah, that is good.
Now that sounds kind of good.
Steptoe might have just gave you an idea, old man, for the next Cooking with Dina Jo and Grammy show, probably sometime in the new year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've already done that, Eric.
Could you grill it? Make it crispy.
Yeah.
And then let it cool down and then put it and then, you know, take off all the liquid. Well, no, it kind of, and then we'll make it crispy and then batter it and then fry it. So then it's crispy in the inside. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
No, he's like, no.
No, but I bet you could do that. No, you could do that.
So it's not like slimy.
It's kind of a double. It's not slimy when you cook it.
It's not that. Stuff in it.
What does it have in it? Wait. What does it have in it?
And then it comes out. It goes.
I don't know what you call that stuff.
I don't know what that stuff is either.
Well, the easiest way to get it out of the can, okay, for those that, and I was surprised.
You use the can opener on the other end.
No, I just take a knife and poke a hole in the backside of it. Because all that does is releases the vacuum.
Backside of the what? The can?
The can. You use your...
You're being Mr. Manly. You just use a can opener and you just barely go, click, and then it goes...
You don't need to do that. Just take your sharp knife, poke a hole in it on the backside.
Because you're talking to Princess Grace here. She's
she'd end up cutting it herself. With a knife.
I would. That's not. Who would? That's not. No. You would be thrown out of the kitchen if a chef saw you stabbing a can with a knife.
Stab it, give it a little twist, open it up, bam, before you know it, it'll just pop right out. Yeah.
Okay, cowboy. You're not out on the range. You can use a can opener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Shills. I just barely tried it for the first time.
This is the way I've gotten to where I like Spam.
Hey, the only Chrissy lady.
This is the way I've gotten. I like to slice it thin, you know, about an eighth inch thin. I like to slice it thin, and then I like to grill it. Give it a good, hard, fast grill so it gets crispy like bacon. And then it's good. Yeah, it is. Oh, and another fad that was going around, Dina Jo, is Oreo cookies and dipped in sour cream.
Oreo cookies and sour cream. What is wrong with people?
I haven't tried it yet, but I tell you what, it looks good. It looks good. I've got some sour cream and I've got Oreo cookies. I should have did it last night. But I'm going to dip it, and I bet that does taste good. Oreo cookies and and sour cream. No. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'll give you the report on that. Mm-hmm. Hey, tomorrow on the cooking show. Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow, tune in, 7 a.m.
Yeah,
Pacific time.
You can do it when I have to leave early, so I don't vomit.
Tomorrow.
That just sounds so
tomorrow's
gross.
Show is going to be another episode of Cooking with Dina Jo and Grammy. Tune in. It's going to be a lot of good food ideas, talking about food and that kind of stuff. And I might even just go ahead and do a live taste of Oreo cookie and sour cream while we're on the air. Yeah.
Yeah. And why don't you down it with your coffee with mayo in the inside? I still want you to try that one.
Coffee with mayo. That just doesn't. Now, it I know this gross, is going to huh? sound. I know this is going to sound strange to you. But that does not sound
right,
good to me.
Shells? Doesn't that sound just disgusting?
Ew, I know. That's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah.
It sounds like
I think I will pass on that.
Yeah, I know. I know, right, Eric? That doesn't sound right. Mayonnaise and coffee.
I know. Well, that's.
I think I'll stick with traditional, like cream and sugar in my coffee.
There you go.
Unless I'm drinking the International Delight, you know, caramel macchiato when I'm up here house sitting for my brother and sister in law.
Do they stock that stuff for you when they know you're coming, Eric?
No, I have to get it on my own.
Oh man, see, I'd make them stock it. Make sure you got my creamer in the refrigerator when I come.
Well, I don't even bring my coffee pot up here. That stays at home, which is like 25 minutes away. Excuse me.
Uh-huh. But they have one for you. Do they have a coffee pot for you to use?
No. Well, they're not even coffee drinkers at all.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Oh man.
Tuttle says he's tried Tuttle says he's tried butter in his coffee. Now isn't that some kind of keto thing?
Yeah, it's a keto thing. And I've tried it too.
He says he doesn't like it.
I don't like it either. I've tried, but I do have a powdered creamer that I use every morning that actually says it has it in it, but it doesn't taste. It has other stuff with it. It doesn't taste like just putting the butter in it like it says to do it for the keto. Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, but you got to make sure. Don't you have to make sure you're using real butter?
Yes,
and not
it's got to be real. Yes, no margarine. It's got to be real butter.
Real butter. Yeah,
real butter.
Yeah.
None of that plastic.
Doesn't taste very good.
None of that plastic byproduct stuff. What were you going to say, Eric?
And I think like those Slim Fast, like keto, like candies, like. I've tried those before, like the white chocolate with like the lemon cream filling.
Are they
to
good?
Me, they taste just about they taste just about the same as like eating like a Reese's peanut butter cup. I mean, I couldn't tell if it was overly sweet or not as sweet. But I know like some of those like meal replacement or weight loss
terrible.
Like supplements. Uh-huh. You know, like I know it might be different for some people and. But, I mean, I've drank the Slim Fast, you know, meal replacement shakes before, like when I had my tooth extraction last year because there was like about probably like 24 hours I couldn't be chewing on hard food.
Yeah.
Right.
And they say the Ensure shakes are just about as good as the Slim Fast shakes.
You know, if I'm going to have a shake, it's got to be a Baskin and Robbins.
The ice cream kind, yes.
Okay. It's got to be a straight sugar fix.
Oh, my.
Have you ever had a malt? It's like a shake, but it's malt.
but they put like malt powder in there, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe so. Like in the, when I was growing up, I remember there was a drugstore. It used to be like the Yeah, and it had like a soda, like an ice cream soda. Yeah, and you had the little round bar stools you would go sit on and you'd order your whatever. And
the soda jerks that were behind the counter. The soda jerks.
My grandma would take us there. And I don't remember soda. We didn't call them soda jerks.
No, I'm serious. That's what they were called. That wasn't a derogatory term.
No. I remember you. Oh, yeah. No, that's what they're called. You know, I'm just laughing. I'm just saying you're old. You're 10 years older than me. So maybe the jerks were around.
Yeah, Mr. T's comment.
Excuse me. I am 12 years older than you.
Oh, okay. 12 years. Sorry. Forgot a couple. You jerk.
I tell you what. Those little soda ice cream counter things. I mean, some of them used to make, you'd be able to get a burger and fries at them, you know?
Yeah. Sean.
Wow.
Three hard-boiled eggs, one banana, a bunch of spinach.
Palm full of spinach.
Blended together.
Well blended.
Sorry, but that doesn't sound good either.
Oh, is that like a smoothie?
Well, I'm sure it'd be like a high protein shake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's very good for you.
I don't know if I could get by the raw eggs. I don't know.
No,
They're hard-boiled.
Hard-boiled. And you blend them all together? Blend them all together?
Well, you take the shells off first.
Much like you take the skin off the banana.
Dean. Thank you, Dina Joe. Thank you, Eric. You guys know me way too well.
We need to help you out a little bit there.
You better tell the old man to shell those eggs and peel that banana. He'll be blending the whole things in there. Yeah.
We had somebody that we knew when we were telling him, you know, if you're going to use bananas in your smoothies, you can cut them up, put them in a little Ziploc bag, and then stick them in the freezer. Then you don't need to put ice in there, because a lot of people put ice in their smoothies to make it cold. So then you have frozen, you know, so then they're frozen. Well, this person wasn't listening very well and just stuck the bananas in the freezer, peels and all. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
See, the thing is with what Deshaun says, though, I wouldn't need to blend that. I'd eat it. I'd just eat it. I'd eat the three. I'd eat the three hard-boiled eggs. Eat the banana, and I'd munch on the spinach. I'd be done. I wouldn't need to blend that because I just eat it like that.
Yeah, and this stuff that Tuttles is talking about. Where is he? Where did he go? Spirina. It was so funny because we were talking one time, and he was talking about, it's the green stuff. We were talking about, you know, do you remember my little betta fish tank that I had that grew stuff out the top of it that you could eat? You pour the seeds and then it grew like the plants on the top.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about
that. And we were talking about how it does all that and how it works and whatnot, and he was saying that this spirina, and it's the green stuff, it's green, it's like algae, right? Where did he go? Right, Tuttles, it's like an algae, I think, and you put it in your smoothies and it's extremely healthy.
He says yes.
Okay.
Steptoe doesn't like bananas, I can tell.
Bananas from society. If you do not buy well, regular bananas will give you gas, but if you buy organic, they won't give you gas.
I've never gotten gas from bananas. Never. Hey, Eric, I sent Dina Joe that Nannerpuss video.
The Nannerpuss, from Denny's.
Well, no, I actually sent the video.
You sent me the video of
the regular video that they got it from. And that is one weird video.
Oh, my gosh. Outlaw.
Welcome.
On the pancakes, flying around, chasing people. Yeah.
Going down a snow thing and hitting people. Yeah.
Fun stuff. Hey, if you're new to the podcast show and you're visiting us, hit that follow button. Hit that follow button. We're on a mission to hit 2,000 followers. That's our next goal. Yes. Our next goal is to hit 2,000 followers. We're a little over 1,900 right now. And just good times. We just celebrated our 400th show yesterday. And going back and listening to a little bit, we did what we do best. We were just nothing but talking over each other.
Well, in case they missed yesterday's show, when we celebrated our 400th episode, it is available for download, like here on Podbean and Spotify and in other places. You can find the Old Man's Podcast with Dina, Joe, and Eric. And tomorrow, don't forget, it's Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy Thanksgiving edition.
Woohoo!
Be there or be square.
Come with it. Come hungry. you might as well start the show hungry.
The IHOP slogan, come hungry, leave happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, because you guarantee you're going to be hungry when we leave the show. Yeah. Yeah, those are good shows. Those are good shows. And you know, I was thinking when we did that 400, when we hit our 400, I'm going to clarify, that is only our talk show. That is only the Monday through Friday talk show where we hit 400. It didn't count any of the music shows. And we've done well over 100, maybe 150 music shows and other stuff that's not published. That's just our published Monday through Friday morning show. So I bet you we have over 500 shows if you count the morning, if you count the music shows. But anyway, good times, good times. And you know what? We will hit 500 shows. We'll hit the 500 shows. Almost 6 weeks before our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time for a pay raise, huh, Eric?
Well, I would probably estimate that to be sometime around March.
Yeah. That's funny. Pay raise. Checks in the mail. Checks in the mail, folks. Checks in the mail.
And Shells is going to come prepare with that green bean casserole recipe tomorrow.
Oh, can't wait.
I love green bean casseroles. She she's substituting the mushroom soup for the cheddar cheese soup. Oh, my God.
Hi, Cruising Camp Stays.
Oh. Why can't you use both? Why can't you use both the mushroom soup and the cheddar cheese soup?
Unless you were like, you know, doubling like the recipe, that would probably be different. But I guess Shells is probably got some kids that are picky eaters, but what she says about this recipe, and she'll repeat again tomorrow, that there will be no leftovers left with this recipe.
Oh, I love that stuff. I love that stuff, and I can never figure out why we only have it on Thanksgiving. You know, why do you only have a green bean casserole on Thanksgiving? Can't you make that any other time? I love it, you know. Well,
you know, you can buy those darn fried onions are like, oh my gosh, you could buy a bag of those at Costco for $5.99. And you can munch on those things all the way. We put them in our salad. We put them on everything.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good. Hi, Running with Jake.
Hey, Running with Jake. Good to see you. Good to see you. Thanks for joining the show. Hit that follow button if you're new to the show. You know what's another thing I just saw that I didn't realize is a lot of people, maybe in the South, Eric, you can confirm this, but they have the macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm making
that macaroni and cheese. Yes.
Oh.
I'm making it, and I'm making it with little pumpkin pastas.
Oh, no, you're not. How cute is that?
Oh, yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And do you bake
macaroni and cheese casserole?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to make it and then put it in a dish and put it in the oven. Yes. Yeah.
So the top is crispy?
Yeah, I hope so. I talked to in our King Supers, it's huge, and they have like a little cheese place. And what do you call those little cheese guys back there that know about cheese? You know, and there's all these different cheeses. And I said there used to be a bag because you could buy these
cheese connoisseurs, I would imagine.
Yeah. They have different cheese, like bags of cheese for fondue and a bag of cheese for mac and cheese. And they didn't have it. And he's like, get this wine and get this cheese over here and grate it in there. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You know, I've seen that in one of our grocery stores here. We have stores called Fred Meyer's grocery store chain. Yeah. And I saw a little cheese place like that in one of them here in Vancouver. Yeah. In Vancouver.
They're the same. The Kroger.
A cheese guy. Program. I don't know. Yeah. What do you call him?
A gourmet cheese guy.
A cheese guy. A gourmet cheese guy. Yeah. Hey, cheese guy.
Yeah. I love me some cheese, man. I love some cheese. I need some. I need to make my own mac and cheese, but I've got to figure out how to make the cheese sauce. I want to make a cheese sauce, get the noodles going, make a cheese sauce, get it all in there ooey and gooey, and then bake it and, you know, put
the cheese expert. There is actually there's no formal title.
What?
No formal certified title as cheese experts. That's what they're certified. Rather, those are certified.
Well, you could take what Mr. T says and replace guy with expert, and then you got the gourmet cheese expert.
Gourmet cheese guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, it's gourmet cheese.
Some people call them
guy.
Cheesemongers.
No, cheese.
Cheesemongers. Some people call him, it says. Yeah.
Cheese. How about a cheese captain? Mongers. He's the cheese captain. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, you got any, what is today? And is today leading into Thanksgiving? Is today got any other special little holidays that you're aware of, Dina Jo? Oh, she muted herself. Where are you at, Dina Jo? How come you muted yourself?
Oh, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. Sorry. I was writing AFFINEURS.
Oh, I would love Shonda's comment.
Oh, look at
Shonda. Casserole.
Yeah. Shonda says green bean casserole was invented by Campbell's to sell their mushroom soup. I believe that. I bet you they had it. They invented. They had a recipe on the back there. of their label on their can. There was probably a label there with that.
Well, I love broccoli, and I totally forgot they had a cheese soup. And I bet you that would be kind of good if it was you could dip it in broccoli.
Oh, I love broccoli cheese soup.
Oh yeah, you know, I've never tried that, but there is a broccoli cheese soup. Forgot about that.
Well, you take some of that cheese sauce and put it on your broccoli when it's on your plate. Just pour a little cheese on it. Yeah.
I would probably take a minute to like maybe survey, you know, the listeners in the live chat about like cranberry sauce, like which do you prefer? Do you prefer like the canned cranberry sauce, or do you prefer making it from scratch? One for canned, two for made from scratch.
You mean the canned cranberry sauce, the spam of cranberry sauce?
No.
Yeah, or versus like making it from scratch.
Oh, I've never made it, but I like the one that has.
Oh, Crazy Lady likes it from scratch.
It has pineapples and step nuts, yeah, and all that other stuff. I don't like the canned stuff. Yeah.
Mr. A's saying throw it away, and Tuttle's too. And I think Mr. T says he likes whole cranberries like from scratch.
You know, I got to tell you, I like it in the can, the jelly that pops out like spam. Well, I like that. And I tell you, the reason I like it is because I like slicing it and putting it on a sandwich for turkey sandwich the next day. You put your turkey on a sandwich, you know, nice white, nice bread, mayonnaise, mustard, turkey dressing, you know, and then you put that, and then you put that sliced cranberry canned stuff on there. Oh, that's a good sandwich.
No.
Yeah.
It even has the squiggly marks from the can. It's so terrible.
And that noise you made for the spam.
Yes, that one really works there.
That's the noise for that too.
It totally comes out.
Yeah.
Bloop, right out.
Oh, that is some good stuff.
And I love it. The older people who love it, and they put it on a little dish, so it looks just like the can sitting there on the dish.
Then you slice it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so gross. I like the other
stuff. See, those are the Thanksgiving dinners I grew up with as a kid.
It is Eat a Cranberry Day today, so they are very good for you.
Cranberries are okay. Yeah, I like cranberry.
They're tart. I like cranberries, just eat a, you know.
Have had that homemade cranberry stuff that you're talking about, Dina Jo, with the whole stuff
and the nuts and stuff in it. Yeah.
Oh, and that is some good stuff.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I love it just with like a crackers. You could just eat it with crackers. Mm-hmm. Like a little mouse. Oh, so good. It is. Even with some cheese.
You got some great sound effects going today.
I know. I don't need a soundboard. I got it all right here.
Yeah, that's good. So it's Cranberry Day, you say? What else is it?
Yeah. National Espresso Day.
But oh, yeah.
Espresso looks like an orange juice.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. It looks weird. And then this, oh my gosh.
You know the problem we got with espressos? Because I love a good espresso. But when I want an espresso, I want a whole mug full of espresso. I don't want that little tiny espresso shot. It's like I want a whole thing. I want a whole coffee mug of espresso.
Well, they can make you a drink, and then you add like, I can't. What is it, Americana, or what is that little?
Yeah,
drink?
Americana has them.
It's like shots, and then you can add more shots to it.
Yeah, and then we have the Jackhammer here. One of the places here makes a Jackhammer. That's all that is too. It's almost a mocha. It's almost a mocha with extra shots, espresso shots in it. Yeah. Yeah. I love me a good espresso, though. Good stuff.
So it is also, Fibonacci? What is that? Can you read what that says? Leonardo of Pisa. Leonardo of Fibonacci?
Fibonacci? Fibonacci, that's how I would say it.
Yeah, Fibonacci, he invented a pattern of counting that continues to influence math and technology today.
Was it this way? A one, a two, a three, a four. Is that how
that's exactly how it was. I'm surprised you knew. God, you're so smart. Lastly but not least, it's National Cashew Day. I love
cashews. I like a good cashew.
Oh, be safe, Shells, but I'm glad you're listening. We're with you.
Thank you for joining us. I love cashews. I like mixed nuts.
They're really good.
Yeah. The problem I have with most mixed nuts when you buy them, they're mostly all peanuts. No, give me something that's got a Grammy found.
Those are the ones that are not as, those are like the least. They're not as healthy for you as all the rest of them.
Cashews are? They're not as healthy?
No, peanuts.
Peanuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Grammy's found these mixed nut things at Costco that they seem to be the perfect balance of all the nuts. The perfect mix of all the nuts. And she thinks she finds them at Costco. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask her now. But yeah, I like a good balance. You know, I don't like all peanuts. As a matter of fact, take the peanuts out. I don't want the peanuts. I want the cashews, the walnuts, the almonds, the Brazil nuts. You know, I want all that stuff. I don't want no stinking peanuts. Now, isn't Thanksgiving, isn't that the time when people usually put those little things of nuts out and you sit there and you crack them?
Yeah.
You get the little nutcrackers.
I remember, my great grandparents, I remember that. And I was thinking about that yesterday because I saw the bag of nuts. You see them. They're all everywhere. And you can get the mixed ones or the my grandma, I don't know, they always had walnuts and they had the nutcrackers. Because would you really use the nutcrackers to open up the nuts? Yep, it was fun. I see, Collins. And you
welcome. And they came with the little poker things, the little hook on. You could pick the meat of the nuts out of the shells.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. I remember those. Yeah. Uh-huh. Nothing like a good nut. My daughter's allergic to cashews, so I have to be careful.
Peanut and tree nut allergies, yes.
Or all nuts. That's
just cashews.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand.
If she's allergic to cashews, then chances are she's got a peanut and tree nut allergy.
Says no, just cashews.
Oh, interesting.
You know, another one I like that you don't find too much in the mixed nuts is pistachios. I like pistachios.
Pistachios.
But I don't like the shell of them.
You know, pistachio pudding makes that, that water salad. I mean, that's really good.
I like pistachio ice cream too. And I remember. Pistachio ice cream. I love it.
Yes, but get a good vanilla with pistachio nuts in there. Yeah, yeah, I like it. Yeah. Did you know they sold pistachios as red? I don't know what that means. Do Do you know they sold pistachios?
Aren't
as
they red? Not ripe? They're not ripe when they're red. Do tell, Tuttles. Do tell.
Do tell us, young man. Do tell us.
Oh, he's calling.
Oh, Tuttles is on the call.
Do tell us. Do tell us, young man, of the pistachio. As soon as he connects, where are you?
And Duchon made an interesting comment about why peanuts are not peanuts anymore.
Through?
If you check the
hold on. What was that, Eric? Peanuts are not.
That what Duchon said in the comments. Like, if you check the ingredients, he points out it's actually sunflower and other ingredients.
Really?
Peanut? I guess it would also depend on the brand too.
Yeah, I don't know. So do Tuttles, do tell us, share with us about pistachios.
You know, when you used to buy pistachios, they were like dyed that pinky red color.
I've never seen them.
I kind of remember that. Oh, I think it was from California in the Mexican site type of. I remember that.
Yeah, because back in the days when they had to manually harvest them, the workers would always cut their fingers, so they would end up with blood spots on all the pistachios, so the company started dyeing the pistachios.
No.
It's 100% true.
But I 100% true. Remember them being kind of red before. I do remember that.
Yes. Now, since they've been harvesting with machines, they don't get blood on them anymore, so they don't have to dye them as much.
Oh, I don't believe that. Oh.
It's true.
And I would imagine like entities like OSHA probably had to really regulate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. No, I've never heard anything like that before. I think you're pulling the old man's leg there, Tuttles.
No, I've never seen him red ones before.
Yeah.
You've seen him red, but is it from the blood? I think he's pulling a little.
They're all red because of the blood. He said that they just dyed them red to camouflage the little dots of blood.
Yeah, because they'd have little spots of food blood coloring on some of them. So they would dye them all like that pinky red color.
Ooh. Hi, Jess Duck. She comes in while we're talking about putting blood all over pistachios. Yeah, great. What are they talking about now?
But yeah, my daughter has the cashew allergy, but she also cannot eat shrimp because there's one little thing that's in cashews that aren't in other nuts, and it's similar to a shrimp type of thing. So they said to just avoid giving her shrimp as well.
Really?
Oh, wow. That's so weird.
Yeah. Eating some mixed nuts, and then all of a sudden she got really ill, and it's like, rushed her to the hospital, and they asked what we fed her, and we said cashews, and so they tested her, and it's cashews, not peanuts.
I don't know how to say this name, but it looks like really nice name. Oh, she's gone. She left.
Adiswa.
Oh, too bad you left. We're just gonna give you a shout out. I got sick on peanuts once, and I couldn't eat peanuts for a real long time. But then I started eating them again. So, but I love pistachios. I just don't like taking the shells off them.
You can buy them shelled up here, but they're very expensive.
Yeah, I noticed that. Expensive. When you buy them shelled, they're expensive. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Peanuts and a Coca-Cola soft drink are a really good combination. My grandmother Pat, loved to do that when her dad was alive.
I've never done that. Yeah, people would take the peanuts, they're shelled, of course, and then they just take a handful of them and dump them in their Coke. Yeah.
I've never tried that.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
I thought it was a South thing in the South.
That was
they've done it in the South, yes, but I would imagine other places do it too.
Yeah.
It could be salted or unsalted or the sea salt variety or what have you.
That's what people did when I was in high school. They would take the nuts and throw it in their Cokes. Yeah. Never tried it.
I made homemade bits and bites or nuts and bolts, whatever you want to call it, yesterday. My wife steals all the peanuts out of it.
He had pictures he was showing.
Hey, Glenn.
And I was like, what is that? And it's peanuts and what is it? Pretzels.
Shreddies, Cheerios, pretzels. Hey, some people use Chex Mex cereal as well, but we don't like the texture of the Chex Mex, so we just double the Shreddies. And then I put peanuts and almonds in it.
Oh,
and
sounds then, like some kind of homemade trail mix or something.
And then what do you put on top of
it? Yeah. It's a mixture of butter and Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, so and it's savory.
Yeah, very yummy. Savory. And then you put it in the oven for 3 hours at 250.
Really?
You gotta stir it every 20 to 25 minutes just to make sure the mixture's all whatever. But it tastes very really savory, good. Buttery.
Yummy.
That does sound good. That sounds like a good
He's
snack.
He's describing, he made what they call nuts and bolts.
Kind of a trail mix type thing.
Yeah,
they want to know what's a shreddy.
Shredded wheat. There's those little square shredded wheat cereals.
Without the frosting.
Yeah, with no frosting.
No frosting, just the little shredded ones. Yeah.
Okay. I like plain shredded wheat in other words.
Stuff down there.
is it okay if I share that picture?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I'll put
problem.
The picture on, Jess, or send it to you so you can like look at it. You can see how he made it.
I like that kind of trail mix type stuff.
That
stuff's fun to munch on, yeah. And it sounds like it's somewhat healthy too. I mean,
it tastes really salty, but the sodium count isn't very high because Worcestershire isn't a sodium product.
Uh-huh.
But you do put a teaspoon of Lowry's seasoning salt in it, but even that's not pure salt. That's like spices mixed with salt.
Yeah.
I used to like Shreddies as a kid, despite my dislike of Shredder from Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I hear you. Shreddies.
Everybody's
this sounds like his
Ninja
army.
Turtle now.
Shredder with his army.
Buckland is Tuttle's fellow Canadian, though.
Yep.
Well, so what? Are Canadians more into Ninja Turtles?
No. I'm a Ninja Turtle because of Elgato. Originally, our podcasting team was four people that were brought on by this one guy, Spiro. So we used to call him Shredder. So I was Leonardo. Homeboy was Michelangelo. The other guy, Chris, was Donatello. And Jimmy T was Raphael.
Raphael.
So we were all online last night, so I changed my picture to Leonardo because that's who I was in our little podcasting crew.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
See you, Tiptoe.
Hi, Steptoe. Have a good day.
Have a great day, buddy. Great evening.
Mission to abolish bananas. Okay, we'll keep them out of all of your stuff.
Send your bananas to me. I love them. I'll eat them.
I love bananas, too, but they got to be organic.
Yes, see? I told you, because they don't give you gas, huh?
Exactly.
I don't get gas. I'm telling you, I don't get gas from bananas.
Because what do they do? They go through some factory thing. And it puts gas
in it. They spray them with Freon, basically the same stuff that you put in the air conditioners.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that they last longer. And so,
it's a preservative, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when they ship them to North America, they're still, like, green.
Right.
And it slows down the process of ripening.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What are you doing, Tuttles? What are you doing right now?
I have my RV for sale, and I've got five people coming today to buy
Welcome.
It. So I'm out giving it a test drive.
No, I'm just wondering, are you driving it? Are you driving something? Are you driving right now?
Yeah, but I'm hands-free. I'm Bluetooth hands-free right now, so it's not a problem.
You're not hand-free driving, are you? I mean, you got your hands on the wheel, right?
No, he's a ninja
turtle.
No, I'm using my ninja powers. Yeah.
But I'm upgrading. I got a 21-foot RV right now, bringing it by a 28-foot
ACH.
Huh. Hey, let me ask you, you guys, Tuttles, let me ask you and everybody in the chat room, do you guys remember doing any pillow fighting when you were kids? Pillow fighting in the bedrooms? Remember doing that stuff?
I pillow fight with my kids about once a week.
Well, you'll be to know that PPV Pillow Fighting Championship 2021 pillows are ready for the Walter Waite fighters. There's now a Pillow Fighting Championship, and it's Cutthroat World of Combat Sports. The Pillow Fighting Championship may sound like just for the featherweights anyway, but organizers. So there's a professional pillow fighting league, the officer of the Fight PFC. So you can get it as hardcore. So not only, I mean, it just looks, it looks fun to me. I mean, it shows them in a ring. Shows them in a ring. They got these specially made pillows. They say it's like the MMA. MMA of bedroom activities. Pillow MMA fighting.
For sissies.
No, yeah, I guess
until somebody puts something in it and pulls and hits somebody in like a Nancy Kerrigan, bam, to get
well,
it out.
Well, no,
of there.
I'm sure they're inspected. You have to use official pillows. You have to use official combat sports pillows.
It's all fun till somebody loses an eye, and then it's a sport.
There you go.
Let's see. The sport's first live pay-per-view event promised a hard-hitting match featuring hand-to-hand combat from boxing and mixed martial arts fighters, plus the bleeding and minus the bleeding and broken bones.
Hi, Mitchell.
I hope you're feeling better.
No, it's minus the bleeding and broken bones. Yeah.
Bleeding.
To me, yeah. That sounds like something that would involve bikinis.
Yeah, because I've never seen something like that before. Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, this shows a picture of him right here. Shows a picture of him.
I mean, it looks like a little... There's that other one, slap fighting. The guys just stand there. It looks like they're at an arm wrestling bench, and they slap back each other.
Here, can you hear this? Can you hear what's going on? Can you hear the talking?
No.
Pillow Fighting will hold its first live pay-per-view event in Florida early next year. Shows these guys in the ring. The official says, okay, let's go. Got two Marines in there fighting with pillows. It's like they're blocking with one hand, and swinging a pillow with the other.
It's like Gladiator, but with pillows.
That's crazy. And this is going to be on TV.
Wow.
Bam.
Pay-per-view. People are going to pay for it.
I can't believe that.
I guess it's no sillier than the fact that
I tell you what,
wrestling.
These guys tire out real fast. I don't know how
like
heavy
wrestling
these pillows
too.
Are. What's
we
that?
Just call, I was. He said something about wrestling. I said, I like wrestling too. I was just having this conversation with Lewis about how and Aaron about how athletic these. Oh, I know what it was. We were watching. What are those when those bosses normally go under disguise and they secretly go work with their employees and then they give them money at the end?
Oh, undercover boss.
Yes, but it was had to do with the WWE. And I was explaining to him how I watched this behind the scene thing and you could see how these people are freaky. They have to be athletic. I mean, they have to know how to fall and how to roll and how to do all these things, and they get beat up bad when they're doing all kinds of stuff. So they really have to know a lot.
Oh yeah. Jess Duck says it would probably get more viewers if there were boobs.
Yep, and yeah, exactly.
It'd have to be in Canada for that to happen.
Oh man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, I just watched a little bit of a match on the video, and these guys, I don't know how heavy I don't know how heavy the pillows are, but I tell you what, they're wore out. I think they go about a minute and a half. They're wore out, man. They're sucking wind. They're tired. So those pillows must have a little bit of weight behind them. Nobody got a clean shot on anybody though. They need to work on their technique.
So they swing them? Do they swing them like a pillow, or do they wrap them around their fists?
No, they swing them. They got like a little holder strap on it, and they swing it. They swing it like a,
Well.
Yeah. I mean, and then you got a free hand, and you're kind of blocking with the free hand and swinging with the hand that's holding on to the pillow.
Oh, jeez.
And
there's a whole formula, huh?
Yeah, there's a whole technique here.
But I have to rock and roll. I got to pull into a gas station here, so I'll be listening in still. Thanks for having me up.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, buddy. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. Hey, remember, we got that cooking show tomorrow. If you got any cooking ideas, Tuttles, call in tomorrow and share. Have Mrs. Tuttles do it. Yeah, good times. wrestling takes away more cardio than non-wrestlers think it does. As a former high school wrestler, I tell you, wrestling's tough. Wrestling's a tough sport.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoyed it. It was the only thing I actually did better than my brother. My brother was like the athlete of the family. He could do nothing wrong. He played baseball, basketball, football. He did everything, and he did everything really well, except wrestling. That was my sport, and I made sure he understood that, too.
Oh, my.
Good times. Good times. Yeah. Pillow fighting, I'm telling you. Next thing you know, they're gonna have a mixed team where you it's like tag team wrestling where you and your partner, you know, you and your wife or whatever. It's a tag team match, you know. You get out there and you tag in the other person so they can whip on the pillows. I don't know. I thought it was something. I didn't think it was serious, but according to this video, I mean, it looks. It's. I mean, it even got the official name: Fight PFC. Pillow Fight Championship. Look it up. Fight PFC. Pillow Fight Championship. Yeah, I don't know. Jeez. Looks kind of wimpy, though. These guys look kind of wimpy.
Wimpy, huh?
Yeah. Well, let's see. I'm afraid to click any. It says continue reading. Click this. I don't know.
You're going
to
get yourself in.
I don't want to click anything, you know. But it looks fun. This isn't the article I had up when I first fired up all my equipment. It was a different article than this, but interesting. I wouldn't pay per view to watch it. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
I remember when Mike Tyson was in his prime and he was boxing and beating everybody up and all that. Me and my brother we ended up at my mom's house in Tucson. I don't know what was going on. Was it for Thanksgiving or something? I don't know. But we're there and my brother goes, "Hey, Mike Tyson's fighting, man. Let's watch his fight. It's pay-per-view and, you know, I'll pay for it. We'll get it." Yeah, all right, go ahead. And he goes, "Have you ever seen Mike Tyson fight?" I go, "Nope, never have seen any of Mike Tyson's fight. Man, he's a killer. He just kills everybody, blah, 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 blah." So we go there and we watch the preliminary fights and, you know, they're building up to it. And then the Mike Tyson fight comes out. He's fighting Michael Douglas, the guy that beats him. And so we're watching the fight. Michael Douglas knocks him down and wins the fight. And I turn to my brother and I go, "Man, it looked that impressive to me." Bad timing. Hey, Robert, you want to wrestle? Come on. Let's wrestle. Hey, welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, except we will have a show tomorrow, Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy, everything Thanksgiving, but we will not have a show on Thursday, Friday, and going into the weekend. So when tomorrow's show's done, the next time you'll hear us is on Monday, the 29th, because we're taking the weekend off. We're going to spend it with our families and have a good time celebrating Thanksgiving. But now we will be having – the old man is going to break out and have music for you Friday after you have your Black Friday shopping experiences. Friday night at 8 p.m., our normal music night and our normal music time, he's going to have the – Black Friday Blues. It's going to be nothing but blues for 2 hours on Friday. The Friday, Black Friday Blues. Tune in and sit back, pour yourself a nice strong drink to have to chill from after dealing with everybody out there in the madhouse of shopping on Black Friday. Do you do that, Dina Jo, or have you done that?
Done it only once in my life. Only once.
And that was the last time, huh?
Yeah, that was the only time.
Mm-hmm. It's insanity. I see videos of that stuff. It's insanity. Who would want to go out?
It wasn't worth it for me now. And I guess it's now what they do takes away from that day because they have it every day for a week ahead of time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They were having Black Friday stuff online.
Yeah.
They're having Black Friday stuff sales around Halloween. I mean, yeah.
The hardest thing is that it's like it's all of the rude people kind of congregate together. It's like, oh, okay, here comes all the rude people. Boom. And then you gotta, you kind of gotta go through that cloud of rude people to get one little thing or two little things. It's like, ah, no, I'll pay the extra $7 and I'll get it later or something. I just know.
Yeah. Or go and get it early.
It makes me not be a nice Dina, and that's not good.
Oh, turns you into bad. Turns you into the dark Dina. Bad Dina.
I know. No, we can't have that.
No, I'm not a crowd person anyway, so I don't want anything to do with those kinds of crowds.
Cooties, get away, cooties.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Take that last tickle me, Nemo. I don't care.
Right.
And I know even the Black Friday sales will start Thanksgiving night. And I would imagine, you know, like retailers like Target and Walmart and Sears, like really what's ever left of Sears and Macy's and Best Buy. I mean, they'll probably have lines outside the store because people are wanting to get their hands on that hot ticket item.
Hi, PPG.
Right.
And those hot ticket items sell out like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember back in the day when they was, you know, the Cabbage Patch, and you see the people grabbing.
Oh, that was a big deal back in the day. Yes. Oh,
pulling out of people's arms, and I'm
that tickle me. What was
the tickle me Elmo? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, people is like, you know, yeah, they were like almost like,
and when Nintendo 64 and Xbox were all the rage.
Oh yeah, yeah. People, you know, geez, Louise. No, I want nothing to do with crowds like that. Nothing to do with crowds like that. That's just insanity. And then the thing is, if you waited a couple of days after Black Friday, they'd all go on sale.
And yes, exactly.
You get them a little cheaper, you know. Yeah, that's just insane. That's insane.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. Mm-mm. That's it.
You've never done it
before? You've never gone out and shopped?
I never have gone out on Black Friday
and shopped. You go out during Christmas time when you can to surprise kids.
Yeah, I like to go to the mall.
Yeah.
I like to go to the mall and just walk around and let kids see the big guy walking around with beards, because the little kids think I'm Santa Claus, and I don't try to make them. I play into it. I totally play into it, you know. And I always, because I just dress normal, you know, and I always try to act like Santa Claus is walking around watching, looking to see, you know, are you being good? I've even done that with little kids, you know. Hi, hey, are you being good? All right, good. Keep being good. I'll watch you. I'll see you later. You know, and then the kids that are bad, and then the kids that are being bad, you know, that are acting up, I'll walk up to them and just look at them and go, and they straighten up. They really straighten up. I've had a lot of parents, a lot of moms thank me for, you know, saying something to their kids so they straighten up, because you'd be fighting with them, you know. Stop it, Johnny. Stop acting up like that. You know, you're going to get on the naughty list. And look. And then there's Santa Claus standing by your mom. Don't make me put you on the naughty list there, little Johnny.
Little Johnny.
I'm watching you, you know. Yeah.
Santa's got a cowboy in him. Sound like John Wayne a little bit.
John Wayne. Don't make me put the bad mark in the book on you, Pilgrim.
Welcome.
Hey, that sounded pretty good there for a minute. Yeah. Hey, welcome everybody. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Hit that follow button and come back. Come back tomorrow. We always have a good time with our Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy show. Those are really popular because it's all food, talking food. This is all Thanksgiving, talking about Thanksgiving, getting stuff ready for the Thanksgiving. Getting what to do with leftovers.
Yeah.
You know,
any help, people, a little hints. Yeah,
people anybody. Put in great ideas in the chat room and recipes and just good times. Good time. And you don't have to listen to the old man because Grammy takes over.
It'll just be mostly Dina, Joe, and Grammy talking, and then callers like Shonda and Tuttles contributing.
Yeah.
I hope so. We'll have people call in.
We'll see. But it's always a good time. Good time talking about food. Can't go wrong talking about food.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Hanny, for giving us Paul. Hey, DeGray.
Welcome back.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry right now.
Thank you for coming back, DeGray.
Oh, look at how you talk to DeGray. Thank you, DeGray. Hi, DeGray.
Yeah, she's the Sarge.
Hello, DeGray.
I'm nice the to final everybody.
Word. Oh, for crying out loud. You don't talk to Sarge like that. Hey, Sarge, thanks for turning in, man.
Hey, you maggot. Thanks for coming in.
No, that's not me.
All right, our time is up. We're out of here. We got things to do. People to see. Nina Joe's on the final stages of getting ready for little Ava Grace to visit.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Really appreciate everybody. Give us a follow and help us try to reach that 2,000 follower mark. We got a ways to go, but we can do it. Eric, you got anybody that's going to have shows on today you want to plug?
Well, I know John Gill, he's already just went live, and then I'm sure Milt Dog will be doing his shows today, as well as a few other friends. And then, of course, in prime time, you'll have the Slightly Serious Show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be the trivia game edition. So if anybody wants to give Jess Duggar and Pertwee a run for their money, be there, be square. And, of course, I know we'll be back tomorrow with Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy, and then hopefully Ralph might surprise us with some shows this week, unless he comes back next week. And then Slightly Serious should have a couple more shows also later this week. But a programming note about Slightly Serious, he may be like taking 1 or 2 weeks off starting next week as him and his other half are getting moved out of San Diego. But hopefully he'll surprise us the day of his birthday, which is next Thursday. Yeah, and be on the lookout for many more great friends as well.
Yeah, they got a big move going on, so that's good for them. Hey, don't forget you can download our shows, any of this show, with the 4-day weekend coming up that we're not going to be broadcasting the show. You can get on there and download our shows and listen to some of the old shows. You can find us on Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Deezer Products, Tumblr, LinkedIn, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Player FM, Listen Notes, TuneIn, Podchaser, Good Pods, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Woo! You can also go to our webpage, the Old Man's Pod, www.oldmanspodcast.com, and check out and listen to the shows there. Good times, man. Boy, that was a mouthful. I wanted to see if I could say it. Woo! And now, a final word from Ava Grace's Grandma Gigi, Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today, you guys. We love you so much. We appreciate you, and we can't wait to see you later. Hopefully you'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dina Joe. Yep, Grammy will be with us tomorrow. You know, she always loves talking to her pod people.
Mm-hmm.
So tune in tomorrow and listen to Dina, Joe, and Grammy talk about food and make you hungry. Guaranteed to make you hungry, I'm telling you. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday. That's right, today is Tuesday, right? Yeah,
that's
have
a great Tuesday. Idea, Mitchell.
Have a great Tuesday. Have a good day. Get ready, Thanksgiving. Start turning off the news. Start getting away from all the meanness and nasty and hate out there. Start thinking about good times with your family and Thanksgiving. All right, our music's come to an end. We are out of here.
Bye, God bless you. We'll do it again tomorrow.
See ya.
Later, Gators.